going through 500 to 200 carbon in chronic unit. A little bit unfair, but basically, across the developing world, we've seen in the past 10 years, you know, massive, or certainly the past 8 or 9 years, massive internet growth. The basic pattern is repeating itself across the developing world. The same thing for mobile penetration and mobile subscribers. Mobile phones are the big thing in the developing world, and with world service being world service, the majority of its audience, or at least a very important part of its audience, is in the developing world, it's very easy to make that extrapolation, which says fewer people are listening to shortwave, but everybody's going out and buying mobiles, therefore we need to be on mobile or we're dead. And you hear this phrase all the time in any media conference you want to go to in any country in the world. It's incredibly tiresome. The reason it's incredibly tiresome is for very many, many reasons. Extrapolating the curve is really bad. Just because you can draw that line doesn't mean it's going to continue up that way. In every single country, in every single region, there is always a stopping factor to the growth of any technology. Whether that's just general income, whether it's regulation, whether it's a war, whether it's... So whatever it is, you have many, many, many things which prevent that curve from going up. If the curve was true, if extrapolating the curve was true, we would all be working for MySpace at this point. Or actually, we'd all be working for Friendster. Or we'd be working for GeoCities. Or whichever one it was that we extrapolated the curve on first in about 1998.